views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Janice Underwood Show. I'm your host, Janice Underwood, and we are here on Transformation Talk Radio. Every week, we're here bringing you the latest in transformation technology so you can create a life you want and let go of that life you might be tolerating. With that, I have a very special guest today. Her name is Frankie Picasso, and she's an international socialpreneur, talk show host, author, artist, and champion for change. She's been transforming lives and influencing culture for the past 30 years. As the founder of the Good Radio Network, Frankie is also the host of Mission Unstoppable Radio, Frankie Sense, and More Radio. She's here with us today to talk about her book, Midlife Mojo, and how we can create an unstoppable mindset. Welcome to the show, Frankie.
Thank you so much, Janice. It's such a pleasure to be here, and it's so great to be on this side of the mic.
Yes. We were just talking about that. It's just great to meet people who are doing such amazing work in the world. And, you know, before we get started, if it's okay with you, I'd love to move into the energy of gratitude. I love starting the show with just a few thoughts about what I'm grateful for, what's going on in the world, and I just love the energy. So if that's okay with you, I'm going to take a moment just to offer my gratitude for you being here on the show and for all of my team that helps me produce this show every week, for my family who supports me, and all of my amazing clients. What are you grateful for, Frankie?
Oh my gosh, I'm grateful for so much. I am grateful to be here with you today. It's always wonderful to meet like-minded people who are putting positive energy into the world. We really desperately need that. I'm super grateful for that. I'm really grateful finally to Audible for putting up my new audiobook, finally, after like, I don't know, a month and a half of waiting. So I'm pretty grateful for that.
Woo!
Yeah, and I've got a new grandchild on the way, and I'm super grateful for that.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well,
just waiting here with open arms.
Oh, wow. That's so much fun. So tell me, one question comes to mind as we're starting, and I'd love for you to share whatever you'd like to about your story. So here's my question for you. How did Midlife Mojo, the book, how did it come into this physical world?
Wow. It was channeled. Totally. Mm. I read this book sometimes, Janice, and I go, I did not write that. That's too good.
It is a really good book. It really is.
Thank you. And I truly mean it. It was written in about 6 weeks. I had been in a motorcycle accident, a serious motorcycle accident. I was in the hospital for about 6 months. I have had, you know, just major surgeries and all kinds of losses. And I'd gone to school online to redirect myself and get away from my pain. And I became a coach and all of that wonderful stuff. And one of my, you know, bucket list things to do was to write a book. And so I thought, well, I'm in midlife and it's easier to write, and I love change. The book is really a prescription for change. But being in midlife, sometimes it's easier to write a book to a niche audience than to everybody. It's easier to market it that way anyway. And because I was in midlife, and I realized, I had this kind of epiphany that people in midlife are kind of all alone when they go through their change. You know, I had been on, everything, part of my life, my marriage, everything had you know, been disrupted and gone away. And I was starting to date online, and I was doing all this stuff. And I realized how many people, how difficult it was, and how many people were just, you know, kind of lost in midlife, going. And for me, especially, because I remember before my accident saying to the universe, I know you want something from me. I don't get it. Tell me, be clearer. Can't you give it to me in a more specific way? And then, boom, you know, I got taken out for 6 months. And it really was the universe telling me, you know, I need to stop you. You didn't hear me. I'm going to stop you. Now you're going to listen. And I think that was the beginning of so many things. But that's how Midlife Mojo came about. Lots of lessons learned.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, I was talking to you when we were organizing ourselves for this show, and I told you, I just was really fascinated, one, by the title, because, you know, for those of us who are in midlife, we don't like to admit we're in midlife, right?
Yeah.
We're like, wait, how did I get here? And so, you know, honestly, I don't think it would have been a book that I would have gravitated towards, because I'm like, I don't need that. But when I opened the book, you know, I got a Kindle version of it, because, well, I just don't have a lot of stuff where I live right now. And it was just amazing to me, because when I opened up the book, there was so much practical information there, just right there, that I could really start exploring. And then also I realized, oh, I'm not the only one who contemplates a purpose or a bigger mission that I might be missing out on, you know, at that time. So I found it like super relevant, even though I wouldn't have considered myself in that frame, if you will. So I would imagine,
Go ahead. Sorry, I was just thinking that even, you know, one of the reviews I had on Amazon was from a young girl who was 18 at the time, I think, when she wrote it. And she said that she had picked up the book and she had read it, and it gave her understanding about why her parents split.
Oh.
It put some perspective to it for her.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty powerful. I guess if you're wondering what's going on, because, you know, so many people, they leave their marriages or they have affairs, or they're doing things that are kind of shaking their world up. And as you read the book, you understand it. But I look at first of all, let's talk about what mojo is. Mojo is a Congolese word. It comes from the Congo. It means life force. So it's about your life force. You know, is it bright or is it dimming? And some people in midlife, they find it dimming because they're just not happy anymore. And and so I encourage at the beginning of the book to discover where you're not happy. Start to ask yourself questions as if you're your own self-coach, because that's what coaches do. We ask questions. And so, you know, would you be doing the same job that you're doing right now if you had an opportunity not to? Would you be with the same partner? Would you live in the same house, the same town? Would you, you know, all these would yous. And so you go through all these different experiences in your life, and you ask yourself, you know, if I could take myself out of here and be anywhere else, you know, regardless of what happens to the other people in my life, you know, would I do it or where would I be? And that kind of gives you a clue, because I say that this midlife crisis is a metamorphosis. It's not a crisis, but a metamorphosis, that we're waking up from our socialized self to our true self. And the only way to do that, just like being born is a big, you know, shake-up experience, so is this metamorphosis sometimes. And, it, you know, going from that socialized self to the true self needs a wake-up call. It needs something big sometimes to break out of that, you know, that submission, if you will. And so we go a little bit crazy. And the reason it's so different in a way from when we do it in adolescence is because we're alone. When we you know, go through adolescence, we do it with our school friends, and everybody's kind of, you know, getting pimples, and everybody's, you know, feeling all these angst and emotions. And so we have people to talk to, right? But with midlife, with the crisis or the metamorphosis, it could be in your 30s, it could be in your 70s. Like, it can happen at any time. And so you don't have that same group of tribe, let's say, to go through it with you. Even having, you know, for women going through menopause, it can be a really long time, and you can be feeling these things for a really long time and not understanding what is going on. is it perimenopause? Am I in menopause? Is it after menopause? Like, where are we? So all of midlife is very confusing.
Very much so. Yeah, there aren't a lot of resources. And again, I think that a lot of people don't even identify with it. You know, when I started really looking at my life in a different way, I was 38. And so I wouldn't have considered myself in midlife at that point in time. But seeing how it's gotten me where I am today, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, it's kind of a coming of age, if you will. But yet we don't have a lot of resources around it. And if you do start talking to people about making change, they have their own opinions and their own fears about it, which, you know, I kind of want to talk about that because that can actually create a lot of blocks for us when we're wanting to make change. So we're getting ready to go to a break. And so with that, I want you to be thinking about that. Like, what does it mean for people to be unstoppable versus, you know, having other voices in their head, either their own or others, when they're trying to make such a significant change? So, you know, when we come back from break, let's chat about that. We're here on the Janice Underwood Show with Frankie Picasso. And after this break, we've got some really good stuff to talk about with Frankie about that unstoppable mindset. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. And we were talking about Cultivating an Unstoppable Mindset. And my guest today is the unstoppable Frankie Picasso. So Frankie, let's just dive right into this. You know, I was talking about the break, right before the break, about the voices in our heads. And sometimes, you know, it can be really daunting to make a significant change when others, you know, especially in relationships. What can you tell us about, you know, shifting the mindset and letting go of some of those voices that might not be serving us?
Yeah, I mean, the first step to hearing the voices, right? Hear those voices, and figuring out what it is you want to do. So let's say, you know, there's something that you really want to do. You want to go back to school and get your MBA. Let's pretend that's it. So, you know, there's a voice that's in your head, and maybe a couple of voices. I call it the members of the board, and they're going, Frankie, you can't do that. Like, you're too old. Frankie, you can't do that. You don't have enough money. Frankie, you can't do that. What's the point? You know, really, what's the point? And so these voices are all negative voices, and we're so used to hearing them that we don't hear them. You know, they're a part of us, and they're really the ego. And so they're sitting there and they're letting us know all the things that we can't do because they don't want the change, because we fear change. Basically, we fear change. And so, you know, we need to learn to hear that voice and separate it from our desire to do something different. And I liken it in the book to hearing a CD, hear a recording of music, and being able to separate, you know, can you hear the bass line? Can you hear the lead guitar? Can you hear the drums? Can you hear the vocal? Can you hear, can you hear them all separately and then put them back together? And that's what we're going to do in our head. We're going to be the watcher who hears the voice, but knows it's not us. And we separate and we say, you know what? I don't like what you're saying to me. I don't need to hear that from you. I'm going to do what I want to do. And what I want to do is get my MBA. So I'm not going to listen. So step number one. So that's the beginning of, you know, understanding it. The second part of that is that a deep-seated belief? You know, do I really believe that I can do this, or do I believe I can't do this? Now, we have to test that belief system and really look at ourselves and ask, can I? Do I believe that? And if you say yes, great. You're going to go ahead and do it. And if you can't, and if you say, no, I don't believe it, but I want it, then we go and we find the root cause of that. You know, where does that live? And whose voice is it that's saying, I can't do this? Basically, it really is just going on a mission inside us. But, you know, who else has that belief? Who else do I know would believe that? Maybe it's a parent, maybe it was a teacher, maybe it was somebody, you know, an incident back, you know, in grade school where a teacher said, you know, oh, you can't do math, you're stupid, you know, smarten up or whatever. So there was somebody that put that idea, that belief into our subconscious. Our subconscious, is a sponge. It doesn't, can't tell right from wrong, doesn't know morality. It just, it's a data processing thing. It's like a computer. What you put in is what comes out. And so that went in. So, okay, well, that's your default at the moment, but we're going to take that out and we're going to put a new program in, and the new program is going to say, I can do this. And that's pretty much what needs to be done for anything that we want to change. And the way to do that is just like with your NLP, you know, you're going to start thinking, I can. And every time you hear your I can't, you switch it to an I can, because that little deer path that doesn't, you know, very light, that neuron is firing the old one, I can't. But every time you switch to I can, you're putting in a deeper rut and a deeper rut. And the more often you do it, it becomes the go-to path. And now when you're firing in those milliseconds or whatever, the path is, yeah, I can.
So it's practice. Sense? Yeah. So it's practice, right? Because we've practiced the old ones.
Practice. Yeah. The old one, it's not even conscious anymore.
Right.
You know how to drive a car. You don't sit there and go, now I'm going to turn the key and put my foot on the brake. No, because it's unconscious now. We just know how to do it. And that's what's going to happen with your I can. It's going to become as unconscious as driving your car is, or cooking an egg, or whatever it is that you know how to do without thinking about it.
Yeah. You know, and what I love about that is that when we begin to hear the different players in our head, because there can be a few of them, that we begin to feel so much more empowered. And do you think that then at that point in time, it's easier to figure out what stops us from making change, because not everybody's afraid of fear, or they don't have a lot of fear around change. You know, some people actually like change. However, you know, they're like, you don't know maybe what stops you. So is there like another level to that?
There's fear of success. And there's fear too. And so people who are afraid of success would be people who have low self-esteem, maybe. Maybe they had one success and they're afraid that they can't duplicate that. They feel like they're a one-trick pony. You know, everybody's going to be looking at me now. I don't know if I can replicate that or duplicate it. And so that fear comes up for them. And maybe they fear that people aren't going to like them anymore. Their friends are going to go away. And maybe they fear that people are going to, you know, point at them and go, oh, you think you're better than us. All kinds of stuff, you know, can come up. There is also what we call an underlying automatic commitment. So if you aren't getting what you say you want, there's a reason for that. And we need to go in and find that reason. Because whatever we're committed to is what shows up in our life.
I love that you just said that, because I had circled that. That was something that I really enjoyed in the book, was these underlying automatic commitments, is really discussing those. So what else can you tell us about those? Are those things that we maybe, you know, that we committed to when we were young, like, for example, to our parents? Are they also what people might call those soul contracts, or, you know, unfinished business with people?
They are old scripts. They're very old and they've been there for a long time. And if you're like me, when you get upset, you go and you grab a chocolate bar, or you grab some chips, or you grab something that's going to be self-soothing. That's an automatic commitment. You know, that's an old automatic commitment that says, I'm going to, you know, have this when I feel bad. Is it good for me? No. Do I want to be fat? No. But I do it because it makes me feel good. You know, temporarily in that moment. That was a go-to. Something happened that was a go-to. Maybe my parents said, oh, here's a sucker. You don't feel good? Stop crying. Here, shove a donut in your mouth. Who knows, right? That's the beginning of it. I can give you another example. For me particularly, I was about 9 years old and I wanted a puppy. And my mom said I had to lose weight. It was a power trip. I had to lose weight to get this dog. And I wasn't fat. When I look at the pictures, I was not fat, but okay. So she wanted me to lose 9 pounds or something like that. When I was, I turned 60 in June, and I was probably about 50 something. And I had this epiphany came finally. Yay. And I was, every time I had to go to an event or go somewhere, I would say, oh, I can't do that. I have to lose weight. Oh, I can't do that. I have to lose weight.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And I go, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to lose weight?
Yeah.
So other people are happy being overweight. There are people who are living their lives. Maybe they're 20, 40, 50 pounds, you know, overweight, but they're happy and they're not being so self-critical and they're enjoying their life. So why do I have to lose weight before I can meet Janice or go on her radio show or go anywhere or do anything? So then there's the thread. Why do I? So I start going back and I go back and I go back. And the thread takes me to that moment in time where she said, you can have the dog if you lose 9 pounds.
Wow.
This is how they work. And so we can all, you know, go back, just be a sleuth in your own life. And go, where did it start? Where did it start? Where did this idea start that I can't do something?
Yeah. And those seem like they're automatic. So we don't even realize that we're doing them.
I mean, in the book, I had another example of when I was in the hospital and the physiotherapist said, move your leg. And both legs were broken. And I go, I am, I'm trying to move my leg. And he's like, no, you're not. I go, yeah, I am. I'm really, really trying hard. And I was in tears. I'm like, I'm trying. He goes, move your damn leg. Right. And I go, I'm trying. And he goes, no, you're not. And so then I sat there and then I moved it like just a millimeter. And I go, oh. So the automatic commitment in that moment was I did not want to move my leg because it was going to hurt a lot.
Okay.
My conscious mind said, I better move my leg or you're never going to walk again. The unconscious commitment was, no, it's going to hurt. Don't do it.
Yeah, the avoidance of pain, right? That, oh, wow.
At all costs.
So that, Yeah. So it sounds like these can operate at so many different levels. You know, they don't necessarily have to be born out of childhood. It's something maybe we just don't want to, commit to in that moment, like pain. Makes perfect sense to me.
Right? So the idea of commitment then becomes a huge one. Commitment versus trying, I talk about in the book. I say trying is lying. Trying is putting a backdoor in, you know, that says, well, I only have to dip my toe in. If I don't like it, that's fine. I walk away. But if you really want to get that MBA, you can't try to get it. You have to commit to it. You have to give a vow. Anything that you want to show up in your life, you have to vow, you know, make that vow, like a marriage or whatever. You have to vow that you are going to do this for you, and you really, really want it. And there's no chance of failure. You cannot fail. It's not an option. Trying is saying, I have an option. Commitment is saying, no option. I'm going to bring this home. And,
yeah, and there's a
difference between people who fail and people who succeed.
And is that part of the unstoppable mindset as well, right? Where you're committing to doing something for self or that might help you or other people in the world, which then leads you to the action. That makes a lot of sense. We have to have commitment before action. Okay. All right.
And we have to, before the action, we have to have a thought, right? We have to envision or think about what it is, what outcome do we want? Because the outcome comes first, right? I see myself standing, receiving that MBA on the stage, shaking, you know, whoever's hand, the dean's hand, let's say. That's the outcome that I want, right? That's the vision. Yeah. That's what I'm going to put on my screensaver. That's what I'm going to put in the memory bank of my head. This, I'm shaking their hand, I'm smiling, and I'm holding up my MBA. Mm. Okay, so you have to go to the outcome. Now, let's work back. How do I get that? And I'm committing to that outcome. So now we have to take the steps to get there.
And I love that. Let's pause there, Frankie, as we're getting ready to take another break. And well, when we come back, let's talk about that, because I think it is really important for us to move into, you know, the at least in the beginning, into the imagination of what we want. Use all the tools that we have to get there. And so how can people get some more information about you?
They can go to unstoppablefrankiepicasso.com. Wonderful. And everything that I do is on that website.
Great. It's great. Yeah, it's a great website, unstoppablefrankiepicasso.com. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back with the unstoppable Frankie Picasso. We were just talking about imagining what we want, you know, that power of commitment and then setting an outcome and imagining that you have that outcome. And so Frankie, what can be difficult about, you know, maybe getting a vision of something that you want and then actually having it? What are some steps that people might get tripped up in?
Well, the vision needs to be really clear. So I think that's the very first thing is that when you have something that you really, really want, you have to, you know, taste it. You have to see it in your mind. You have to smell it. You have to, like, just put life to this thought, right? It really has to be really, really clear. And then we're going to work back. And we know that there's probably going to be obstacles along the way because that's life. And so... I would sit down and list all the obstacles and the reasons why it's not going to work and the reason it is going to work. And then take my list of obstacles and go, okay, is there a person that's an obstacle? If it is, then I'm going to see how I can get that person out of my way. Maybe I'm not even going to tell them about what I'm doing because they're going to try to come to me and go, oh, don't do that. It's a stupid idea. You know, you can't do that. The naysayers in your life. So a lot of times, even though people are good friends, they don't always treat you in a good way when it comes to, and because they're limited by their own belief system. So your belief system says you can do something, so we're going to do it. And so we're going to think about how we can get past these challenges. Maybe it is hiring a coach like you. Maybe, you know, it's finding a support group, like a meetup of entrepreneurs, let's say. Maybe it's just, you know, you're going to find the ways to do this. And figure it out. Maybe it's your own self. So how can you take yourself out of the way to allow you to succeed? It's going back and establishing a new belief system, perhaps. You know, finding out where what's stopping you, what your own personal obstacle is.
What your own You know, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, and then we do what you do with the NLP, and just nightly. You know, give yourself that mantra using, you know, the touch, which I do a lot, you know, touch each finger 10 times, you know, the 10 fingers and go, I can't, you know, I'm going to bring this book into process. It's going to be a fantastic bestseller. It's going to be, you know, whatever it is, you're just going to say those things to yourself and really, every day, really. And I like to put things on my screensaver, so that I'm always looking at it. Even if it's, I have one on my screensaver, you can do this, you're going to bring it home. And it was, you know, something that I wanted to do. So, and I put a picture of what it was I wanted to do and a little path and I'm going down and like, yeah, you're going to do it. So everything that you can think of that will help you visualize and be positive in a mantra for you, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, you know, and during the break, you and I were talking about, you know, sometimes we get a vision for a body of work and, you know, we have to sort through it for a little while because, you know, a lot of times it's something that we think is so big, you know, we haven't done it before. Have you had that experience in your life?
I did. I have a couple of times, actually. Yeah. I mean, I put on world championships for kickboxer, 12-time champion. I'd never done that. I never negotiated television. I never negotiated like half of the stuff I did with that. And that was huge. But recently, I just had a new anthology come out that I was the lead on. I led 20 women to this new book called I Bared My Chest, 21 Unstoppable Women Get Naked. Now, each of these women, they're not famous women, but they're amazing women. And the idea is not for them to teach us through their business or as a coach or whatever it is that they might do in their lives. Mm-hmm. But really, I asked them very intimate questions about their life, about friendship, career, truths, about money, sex, politics, whatever it was, as a jumping off point. And they were to write as a narrative to these points as if the reader is their best friend or their daughter or somebody that they just want to share their life with. So it's mm-hmm. not like really just bearing it all, getting as deep as you possibly can go. And it was so phenomenal, Janice, because after everybody wrote their chapter, mm-hmm. and these women are from 5 continents, they're from 16 to 60. They're, mm-hmm. you know, Muslim, Jew, Christian, they're transgender, lesbian, gay, bi, whatever. Like they're from every thing that you can think of as far as diversity goes, not by happenstance. I mean, it was by happenstance. It wasn't, you know, negotiated that way, is represented in this book, and it's phenomenal. And every single one of them lit up professionally, got more creative after they finished writing their chapter. And I think the reason was because they went so deep that they got rid of so much toxic garbage that was holding them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing with the book, it took a year and a half, which I thought I was going to be able to pull this off in, you know, 2 months again. But every time there was an obstacle and a wait time, the book got stronger. Somebody left. Okay, fine. No worries. We're going to put somebody else in. And it just got bigger and better and stronger. And you have to remain flexible. And I think that's one of my core values. And I think it's something that everybody needs to know about themselves. What are your top 5 core values? And being flexible allowed for new ideas to come. And just before I published it, I had an idea. And I thought, oh my God, how amazing would this be if every single woman read her chapter in an audio as part of an audiobook?
Wow. I just got goose chills.
Boy, right? Mm-hmm. Now people go, oh, you can't do that, Frankie. You know, they have to go into a studio. You can't do that, Frankie. They're not professional. They have accents. They have this, mm-hmm. they have that. I go, but the thing is, these are real women hearing real women tell their own story. Who better to tell your story than the person who wrote it? Right?
Yeah.
So, just before we published, I said, okay, we're going to do that. So I pulled that one off. We pulled that off in about a month or two. And then yesterday, or 2 days ago, I had this idea because Audible was holding up the audio part, and the hard book is out on Amazon and the ebook is out, but we haven't had our Amazon day yet. So then I thought, okay, now I've got this fantastic idea to promote the book. I really wanted to bring it home now with International Women's Day coming up on March the 8th, right? I thought, how can I get creative, and how can we do this, and how can we make it stand apart from anybody else? And especially for that day, it's a busy day. I thought, well, we take the day before, and we're going to do a 24-hour Facebook-a-thon, if you will. 21 women from, you know, 21 areas coming on and taking a woman that they want to teach from history, the rest of us about for International Women's Day, who they admire, and then talking about themselves and their chapter and the book. And really, that's our Amazon day, promoting the book so we can create that one day of sales and drive it to a number one bestseller.
Wow.
That's it. That's my plan. That's my goal. Persuade and you know, gently lead all these women to my vision, really. And I've been doing that, and it's been amazing. I learned a lot about collaboration. I learned a lot about international collaboration. I learned a lot, you know, dealing with different women in every different facet of their lives, really.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it sounds like flexibility is also one of those traits that helps us when we want to be unstoppable. Because like you said, there are obstacles along the way. I kind of have remapped obstacles as, hey, this is going to be fun. Let's see how I could get around this.
You know, so it sounds like you've been playing with that. Yeah. You know, my dad gave me this idea many, many years ago. When I was a kid, and he would say to me, okay, anybody can do it with money. Show me how you can do it without money.
Oh, neat.
And that really has just floated, you know, for me, that boat of creativity, you know, because, yeah. Okay, yeah, anybody can do it with money. So how creative can I get and figure out how to do this without money? How can I, even like when I was younger and I didn't have money to decorate, how can I decorate? How can I do things that look like I spent $1 million, but I didn't, you know? Or how can I do anything? And I love that because I love creativity. Like if I couldn't create, I think I'd die, really. And that's kind of what happened to me in the hospital. I was like, you know, if I sit here and I vegetate, I'm going to like, I don't know, something, I'm going to wither, I'm going to explode, I'm going to do whatever. So I said, yeah. I have my laptop. I need to reach out to the world. I need to, you know, create. I need to do whatever it is that comes from inside me that needs to be done, right? Mm-hmm. Like so many of us do. And so I encourage everybody to figure out what are your values? Because when your values are in alignment with your life, with your job, with your family, with everything else, then you're a happy camper. But if there, that's a big obstacle if something's out of alignment and you don't even know what it is because you don't know what you value. And most people don't, believe it or not. They don't think about it.
Agreed. And I don't think we can add anything else to that. I think that's a great thought to stop on and go to break with. I encourage everybody to go to www.unstoppablefrankiepicasso.com. If you go to the Frankie the Author page, there's information about her new book, I Bared My Chest, 21 Unstoppable Women Get Naked. Love it. So with that, we'll be right back.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Well, we're back again, and I know I say this every week, but time flies when you're having fun. We're here with the unstoppable Frankie Picasso. She's been a coach, she's an artist, she's an author, and we were just talking about her new project and also Midlife Mojo. So Frankie, you know, when we were on break, I was talking to you about some of the suffering that can come along with being disconnected to this concept of joy and being able to be of service. What can you offer people who might be wrestling with that? You know, they're listening to your story and it's like, yeah, well, you know, she's doing these things. She's got it. How can I be like that? I don't know that I can do that. So what would you offer them?
Well, first, let me tell you that I do it with a lot of chronic pain. And I'm about to write a new book on that because I'm exploring that idea and how people can be positive and, you know, smile and get on with their life, but also have this really negative part that you know, afflicts them every day. The first thing, Wayne Dyer said that I remember him saying that if you can't do anything about it, then don't watch it. And basically he was talking about TV, CNN, right. Stop watching the news. Stop watching the news. If you can't, you know, if you aren't in charge of the button, you know, don't watch it because you can't make any change to it. And maybe you'll hear it once. Okay, fine. But don't watch the reruns and hear it over and over and over, all the negative stuff. After 9/11, that really hit me hard. And yeah. I mean, it hit the world hard, but the idea of repetitious negative news. Mm-hmm. We all went into a rogue spiral because it was a big shock, you know, when the plane went into the Twin Towers. But we watched it hundreds of times. And it just seemed like everybody was so, it was like this big black cloud for a really, really long time. And it was a negative, you know, it was a horrible experience, but there are people around the world who have horrible experiences worse than that every single day. And so we have to not watch it to that extreme. We have to watch, you know, be careful about what we are viewing. We have to be careful about our thoughts. And the real thing is here that somebody said to me, you know, how do you change your life? You change your thought. That's it. It's that simple and that difficult. So how can you do that? Stop watching the news. Bring positive people into your life. And if you want to be happy, that's a choice. You can choose to be sad. You can choose, you know, to sit in a corner and be, you know, you could be the martyr or you could be any one of a thousand personalities. But if you want to be happy, that's a choice. Wake up and say, when I wake up, I'm going to be happy. And I'm going to choose the best feeling of the day. And if your choice is, you know, between a rock and a hard place, try to find a softer place in the rock, you know? I mean, really, that's it. How can I make my experience today happier, more joyful for me? The more you do it, the more you exercise that thought, the easier it's going to be, the happier you're going to be. And the things that bother you, those thoughts that you have, the members of the board that are saying all those negative things to you, you have to stop them in their tracks. And it really is about that. So I suggest that, A, you learn something new, because when we learn something new, we don't have time to think about, you know, the bad stuff in our lives, let's say. We're concentrating on something. And always, 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 I mean, and we talked about this off and on, when you help other people, you help yourself, but when you help other people, you're always happy. Mother Teresa said, you can't be unhappy and walk fast. And what really meant by that is when you're serving other people, you don't think about your own problems. You're thinking about somebody else's problem. And that idea, and especially in midlife that comes to us, and it comes to so many people that I speak to and I interview on my shows in midlife, is this idea that they want to serve. They want to give back. They And it is one of the signs that you're in midlife, I think. Not that younger people can't have that desire. They do. But there is this idea of purpose, of thinking about, I might be here for another 20, 30 years. How can I have meaning? How can I leave a legacy? And that really comes with service, helping other people.
And you know what I also loved, Frankie, is that you talked about the timing of midlife being divine. And how there are a lot of people that turn to spirituality in that time frame for that. How, can you tell us a little bit about that?
People do turn to spirituality. I mean, they look out that window and they go, why am I here? We did it as a kid and we do it again in midlife. And we're like, you know, this idea of what's going to happen next, I think, is why we turn to spirituality. You know, is there a heaven? Is there a God? Is there, you know, what's going on? And so today's thought, a lot of people believe, you know, in the universe and this idea that our soul and our spirit's going to go back home, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people that I've been, that I talk to believe that there is, that we come, that our soul, our spirit is always the same, that our soul grows, that our spirit is always on the same mission. Our soul grows. And that's really exciting kind of to know that, you know, there's no end. I'm a spiritualist. I belong to a spiritualist church, that there is no end to, you know, us, because one of the things that really used to freak me out was thinking about the idea that there would be no more Frankie on earth. You know, I come and I go and in 70 years or whatever, however long I'm going to have here. And then that's it. It seems bizarre. It seems weird to me. You know, when you really kind of think about it, what was the purpose of that? And it can't just be to come and work. Can't just be to come and be on your radio show. So you know, we must be working on something, learning something while we're here. And then when we go, you know, this is our practice time. This is our education, our time to feel things that maybe we wouldn't feel on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then we get to come back and we, you know, did we learn it? Okay, if we did, then maybe we get a different kind of a life or a better life. Do we want to learn something different? Sure. Okay, I'm going to come back and do that. I do believe in reincarnation. I am a metaphysical hypnotherapist. I have done past life regressions. And I do believe, you know, I've taken people there and I've heard about their lives. And so it's exciting, you know, to know that this is not the end. It's just it's not the beginning, but it's not the end. You know, it's a step in our evolution, in our personal evolution. So everybody who comes and is wondering, do I have a purpose? Absolutely, you have a purpose. No doubt about it. What is it? I don't know. You have to figure it out for yourself.
Now we get to play with that and figure it out. And, you know, I think that one of the other things that the messages that I enjoyed about your book, too, is that life is about joy. The purpose of life is joy. And, you know, no matter, just like you, you know, in sitting across from clients and helping them and taking them through different experiences and stuff, that has come up a lot of times, like messages from either their loved ones or from other people that have told them, you know, it is about joy. And so I think that if we can remember that as well, even if we're facing some obstacles here, that we remember, oh, there's still that little part of us that connects to joy. So what would bring me joy in this moment? Oh, wow. Look at that silly little lizard out on, you know, out on the patio. What is it doing? You know, things like that.
Yeah. Like just, you know, the sun just came out. It's been doomy gloomy here for a long time. That brings me joy just to see that all of a sudden and stop, take notice of it. Like just breathe that for a moment and go, yeah, the sun's out. How great is that?
You know? Well,
and just stop and take those moments.
It's been such a pleasure, Frankie. We are just about, we are at that time. I can't believe it, but we are here. So what's a final thought you want to leave with people?
You are unstoppable. And like I said, the only thing stopping you is your next thought.
Amen. I agree with that. Thank you so much for being on the show today. If you want more information about Frankie, please visit her website, unstoppablefrankiepicasso.com. And we'll be looking forward to your Facebook event as well. So good luck with that in March. That's March 7th. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah, should be.
Yay. Wonderful. And next week we'll be here. Next week we're going to be doing a show about how you can identify energy leaks and get rid of those so that you can accomplish more in your life with less stress. Who wants stress these days? We were just talking about joy and purpose and service. So yeah, join me next week. I'm going to have a special guest on that week as well next week, which is my husband, John Underwood. So it's going to be a great show. All right. Well, I guess we're done for this show. Thank you again, Frankie. It's been such a pleasure. And thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing all the unstoppable stuff you continue to do this year. All right, everyone. So be well, know you're supported, and find some joy in your life this week. Bye.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.